bit strange, but I do feel I've met you before.
I'm not sure.
And you don't have any references?
You could write to Big Superstore in Preston. I was cleaning there every morning 5 o'clock.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I need someone a bit sooner than the time that that would take. Have a seat.
Oh, thank
you. Hamish did recommend you very highly. How well do you actually know him?
He helped me and my friend when we came to Edinburgh. He's a very good person, Mrs. Campbell, your son.
Yes, he is, yes. He won a medal, you know.
Oh, I'm not surprised. But hard time for him just now with his army friend die.
Yes, yes, it is. I see, so you really do know Hamish. Oh dear, I'm not used to this. It's interviewing. I mean, I've had the same housekeeper for years, you know. Dolly was just marvellous.
Oh, you could try me just one day or two, see if I'm good for you.
Yes. Yes, I think that's what we'll have to do.
It was you that night in the car park when you were looking for a hostel.
I didn't want to...
And I knew that your face was familiar when you came for the job, but I just couldn't place it. But my husband realised straight away at the police station after Hamish. And when we met you there again with your boyfriend...
Kevin is not my boyfriend. Not anymore.
That's not the point. I don't care one way or the other. The point is that you didn't own up to having met us before. You were not being honest, Lena.
I didn't want you to know that I am a homeless person. I thought...
What, you thought I wouldn't employ you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it isn't exactly a recommendation, is it?
No. Hamish, he knew I am homeless, but he recommended me.
My son wasn't at all well. He was in no position to make a judgment.
He was very understanding. Maybe because he was homeless too.
Hamish was never homeless. The door was always open to him.
Please, I give only a compliment to your son. He was very kind to me and Kevin when we were desperate our first night in Edinburgh. He let us sleep in his place.
I can't... I just can't believe that he lived in that hovel for all those months. I mean, a car park. I must have walked on the street above his head so many times where he was sleeping, waking. My husband, too, he parks his car there often. If we'd only known, why on earth didn't you tell me, Lena?
I am sorry, Mrs. Campbell. But when you interviewed me for the job, Hamish asked me, very strongly he asked me not to tell you.
I have nightmares about work here. I hope it's not killing my dream.
Of what?
Being a vet.
Oh.
Some days I forget that chickens are living creatures.
I thought you were going to say your dream of...
What?
No, never mind. Oh, look at that. A heron. A fantastic wingspan.
Heron? Chapla.
Chapla.
And you have eagles here too?
Oh, we certainly do.
Poland's national bird, the eagle. We say orzeł, long wings like heron. In Wrocław, on our town hall, we have symbol. Eagle and lion. How you say? Coat of wings?
Of arms.
Yes. Yes. Of arms.
I like coat of wings better. Ellers is the lion, Scotland's national emblem.
Ah, Lev for lion.
So it's Orzeł and Lev.
Orzeł. Yes, good.
The eagle and the lion. That's you and me and your coat of wings, Anna.